Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is Christine and Janae, the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're vibing.
Better now.
Vibing?
Yes, vibing. Yeah. That was good.
Well, we have a fantastic show for you guys today. It's going to be an amazing thing. Now, Joe Grande is on vacation with the family. Boo.
Boo. I'm having fun stalking his pictures, though.
And the Pop Brothers at Law are on the tour.
Boo. Boo again. Damn. Miss you guys. If it wasn't for all the free weed and blue sitting next to me, I'd quit.
No, man. No, we miss you guys. We love you guys, and we wish you were here. We have a fantastic show for you guys today. And Christine, I know you're just itching to talk about what you got going on.
I do. So I am, you know, a little weird, as you know, Blue. So I just started to Google weird cannabis news. So the first story that was really interesting to me, so they confiscated all this weed and it was pressed into pizza-shaped album covers. So basically,
nice.
They found this whole shipment of like records with weed. Like, yeah. So all these records? Record albums. So
yeah.
Actual legitimate albums, album covers.
The covers, right?
Yeah. Cases like with weed pressed into records. It's like, so that is the weirdest thing. So how are
that
these people
awesome.
Were
that's
like,
great, yeah.
Of all the ways they could smuggle cannabis, they're like, hey, we're going to buy real record cases and then take all the records out and then press the weed into records and then
sell the records.
Yeah. So I'm just like, so is this stupid or genius?
I honestly have to say before you say anything is genius.
Well, but you know, they did get caught.
What year was that though?
So this was an old one. So I just read, cause they said that, so we kept writing, and they said that they estimated that the whole thing would have been had a street value of $661 today. Back then, $225,000. But so I kept reading, so I was interested. So I'm like, well, how did they come up with album covers? Because think about it. It would be so expensive to buy these records and then put weed in
well,
it.
Well, they're probably in the music industry.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They were in the music industry. Yeah, the police did
She's
assert.
Getting close. She's on my bumper. Look at her. You know, I'll tell you what, Christine. I think it's fantastic. It's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people probably aren't creative enough to think about. And so when you think of it, like whoever caught him is probably, they didn't probably catch it from finding the weed, or it was probably smell or something else. But what's another creative way that you have, not in this little template, right, which you have either seen or heard about in smuggling weed?
So not on smuggling, but I know allegedly for the people that, you know, bring...
Anytime you say alleged, it means you were smuggling.
Yeah, okay. But no, I was going to say, so I allegedly love, yeah, like for all these people that can't bring their stuff, they're worried about shipping, just put it in makeup cases. Just like empty out like your makeup stuff, your eye makeup remover, fill it with tinctures, fill it with vape, whatever.
Well, no, but I'm not talking like, okay, that's okay. So now that we're talking about that, you're talking about a flight, right? You're talking about a flight. I'm talking about... I'm talking about moving cannabis.
See,
because
this is yours. See, no, I want to hear your story.
Well, so I want to hear yours first because but let's talk about the plane. Let's go to Janae.
I can talk about my house getting raided all day long, though.
Well, that's, and then we'll get back to that one. But Janae, let's talk about this. To get through in a plane, what's the best way to illegally, right? We're not, and this isn't advice, guys. You know, this isn't legal advice or anything like that. But what's ways you've heard about, seen, or done to smuggle cannabis across the states in an airplane? What's your hustle? How do you do it?
Well, allegedly, my friend, the big thing too is, you know, gummies, right? It's not even what you're... It's not what you're trying to smuggle. It's in what, like, category you can get it now,
We're
right?
just talking about on a plane, though.
Oh, wait. I know, on a plane. Actually.
Just you in the plane. You're just trying
I'm going to bring my gummies.
You're trying to fly to New York. What are you smuggling? How are you getting it there?
Well, you got candy gummies, and you got pills now. Like, cannabis comes in pills.
Yeah, but...
You just pop that in the pill jar with all the other pills. What, do you pick it out? Yeah, no.
So let me... Look, so you just pop it in there with it. Okay, so what's the... That's your biggest hustle. So mine is this. You guys ready? When I'm going on a plane, I want to bring something. I usually bring oil pens or whatever. I don't hide none of it. I just put it right in my shit and roll. I used to hide it, and it used to fucking suck. Or I'd put it in my bag and put it on my carry-on, you know, because carry-on's a good way to, if you're not taking too much, to just put it on there and, you know, and put it in a sock and hope it goes. You know what I mean?
I don't think they check. No, it's crazy. So remember when vape pens were not allowed at the airport? It was like 2 years ago, and they're basically like, we will kill you if you bring it on. They explode. It was this whole thing. There were signs everywhere. So I'll just say I was traveling. Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, another rival, a rival vape pen company. And they, not us, of course, just had boxes of vape pens, boxes of like THC carts, like literally just put it like right in the carry-on, like no one even checked. And then the person, you know, not from our company, literally opens his briefcase, the vape pens, THC vape pens, batteries that are banned, fall all over the airplane. Like, no one says anything. He just picks them up, gets going. I don't think they check.
Well, you know, so...
You know you can picture that, too. The vape pens all over the air fan.
Yeah. No, I think it's funny because, I mean, you know, I've had friends, like, you know, take, you know, they're super afraid of cannabis, right? So they'd cut, like, straws, and then they'd pack it with all the weed inside there, and then they'd plug both sides of the straw by melting it, and then they'd shove it inside of a toothpaste, like the big toothpaste
things. I thought that's the way it was going to take a weird twist for a second.
No.
shove it in. I'm like, whoa.
I mean, that's like right. Inside the toothpaste thing, because they're like, I'm just like, you did all that for a fucking joint, bro? Like,
that's
dude. Like,
that's some love of the cannabis. I mean, this should be a...
No,
that's
the truth.
Alone.
I went to Tulum, Christine. Blue. I went to Tulum, and the weed is not the same. And I couldn't smoke everything, or at least I didn't know I did. And
what'd you bring to Tulum?
I couldn't bring
my
dime.
She made it over there.
Dime time.
You didn't bring your dime time?
Well, I did what you did, but I didn't know I did it. I was so stoned, I thought I didn't have it in my purse, but then I did have one. Maybe subconsciously.
Oh,
so it did go through the way that yours did, right? Straight through the damn thing. So caught me red-handed.
No, it's so funny. So every time, you know, I allegedly travel with Califex all over, everywhere. Like, it's so funny because we're with, you know, eight couples. And then, like, I get through customs and I'm like, they just run. They're like, we don't know that girl. They act like they don't know me. I literally have to go through, like, security by myself every time. Everyone acts like they don't know who I am.
Why?
Because they're scared I'm going to get caught. They're like, we know she's got weed on her. So literally every time I go through security, anyone, it's like all eight couples suddenly disappear. Like, yeah, we're going to go to the bathroom and see if she makes it through. Then we'll come out.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, it's funny because, you know, like, I don't try and travel with a bunch of extra cannabis, and I'm not a heavy usage kind of guy, but I'll smoke here and there. But, you know, there's a time where, you know, you're taking something across, and I used to just try to hide it in my sock and tuck it in my underwear, but like, yo, this guy's not going to grab some dirty-looking underwear, and what's he going to sniff my underwear? Like, I'm trying to set it up, like, you know, in a fashion maybe to get away with it.
That's smart. Like, what's the grossest thing? All right, here we go. Yeah, hopefully they just
socks,
don't want to open that.
Dirty socks, dirty underwear, you know what I mean? Just a little booty on it. Just
a little piece of cheese in there.
Booty,
in
Blue.
As soon as they put it to their nose, they
Nobody's
will.
Nobody's going to put it to their nose, Blue.
I hope not, man. So
put
no,
your drawers back
see,
in after
that
they
only
sniff
works
it?
If you're a no. guy. I've literally got suitcases back, and all of my clothes have been inside outed, and they smell the crotch. So that only works if
no,
you're a guy.
Smuggling stories, dude. This is the term of the show, man. We're gonna go into this deep today. Like seriously, I have some ideas to talk about, just like smuggling. Things.
So what is your dream way to smuggle? We want to hear.
Well, look, real quick, let me get back into what I was saying. I used to just try and hide it somewhere in my clothing on the way up there and on the carry-on because it's a little bit more and it's they don't just dive through your shit. Like right now when you go through the walkthrough and you're walking through TSA, they fucking rifle through your shit sometimes. It's pretty quick. They'll just rifle right through it. You know what I mean? But in the baggage claim, they're not. Every once in a while, you get your shit rifled through, and you get that little note that says, like, yo, hey, we went through your shit. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever
gotten
that.
It,
but
yeah.
I've tried.
I just gotten it.
Yeah.
It's like every it. Time.
Oh, dude. Every time.
No, you and me both, they pat me down every time. They try and tell me my shoulder sets it off every single time. Yeah, I get patted down. We're going to start hanging out together when we travel.
No, it's a real thing. And I'll tell you, you know, you got to be conscious of what you're going into because you're now getting rifled. They're rifling through your stuff. And so when it go less times in your bag than I think when you go through TSA. So I've been through TSA, but now I just put it like, you know, like straight up, like that's my medication. It's a couple joints and a maybe a thing, you know, a little a vape cartridge or two. And I just roll with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they're going to hit me with that, fuck it. I'll go, you know, we'll go to bat. You know, I'm not going to sit there and fight over it. Like you got me. You got me. You know, I'm not over that's statewide. Now, if I'm leaving the country, I don't play that game. You know what
I
I'm saying?
Did.
Yeah, when you leave the country, it's now I'm dancing. Now I'm going to hide it in the thing and make it a portion of my, yeah, because it's you know, when you land
do.
In Mexico, you know, the Mexican, you know, welcoming, you know, you have to hit a little random button, you know, and that random button sometimes takes you to check. And when they get into check and shit, if it's your day, it's your day. And if it's something in there that's no bueno, it's a wrap, dude. They'll put a dog on that shit, all that. And you know, it'll be going down. But when we come back, guys, you know, we're going to talk about more smuggling. And it's going down. Planet 13, man, we want to thank you guys. We had such an amazing time. It's in Orange County, California, Santa Ana, and it's California's largest dispensary. And what time is it?
Time.
You always know that. G4 Live is coming up, guys, on the September 29th through October 2nd in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. Guys, it is going to be off the chain. Terpene Warehouse will be there. Budman Stew, 420 Expressions, Cali FX, and you do know that. Connectors in the building, and it's always time for Skinny Weed.
You know you got the munchies.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See Lisa.com for more details.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Christine.
Christine's fire. Woo!
Janae.
Woo! The skinny queen.
And the best damn host on this side of the Mississippi, Mr. Blue, right here in the middle.
Bow down.
Yeah.
Here comes your town. Idiot. Bow down.
So listen, man, we've got this amazing opportunity. And we're talking about smuggling. Smuggling cannabis. Smuggling cannabis. And we just talked about how we would sneak it on our person to get it somewhere, right? But now let's talk about, like, you know, let's take it to another level. If you had to get 1 pound of cannabis from here to South Carolina, how would you get it there?
See, I'm pretty skinny, so I would just strap like half a pound to each side. Actually, my butt cheeks. I'd be like working it, like pad the boobs, and I would just be walking out like this, and no one would stop me because they like the show.
Just keep dancing.
Right? Yeah, I would just literally just walking.
So, but
in
that's
like
at
that.
The airport. No, we're not using the airport because you're not going to smuggle 2 pounds through the airport. not on your person, right? So, like, well, how would you get it there? Would you send it in the mail? Would you drive a car there?
I would actually drive it. Definitely drive it.
You'd drive it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd drive it there. Okay. And what kind of car would you drive? A rental car or your personal car?
Big question.
You know what I mean? You got to know that.
There's
question.
A lot of rental cars, actually. Well, me personally, I'd probably just do the car I have now and then just ditch it and run if I got caught and blame someone else. But I kind of feel like just like definitely a rental or just like borrow like a beater type thinking that won't stand out.
Okay. Okay. What's a beater? What's a beater?
But you know what I heard? I actually was approached when I first moved here and was offered $5,000 per drive. And they're like, no, you're a pretty girl. Just go in a nice car, not too nice. $5,000 a trip. You never get pulled over. If you get pulled over, bat your eyelashes, ask for his number. I never did, but because I'm stupid. But so actually, I would go in just an average nice car and I would just drive and rock it and hit on the cops.
Just go.
Yeah. Not me.
Full speed away. No, don't slow down. Nothing.
Nope. Just go. Yeah, I'd made him speed a little just to not be fake. Yep.
Yeah, just like this fucking speeding and weeding. Would you smoke in the car when you transport it?
Oh, 100%. I'd be snorting it the whole way. Like, I forget. I can still get a DUI, actually. I literally still snort weed sitting next to cops
all
the time.
So you're moving 2 pounds or 20 pounds or 200 pounds to wherever, and you're smoking the whole way there?
Yeah, I would smoke. I would edible. I would drive because I'm still good at it. I mean, unless obviously I somehow made me a bad driver. But, yeah, I would totally use it the whole way, and I would just drive it. And yeah.
Gangster. Yep. Gangster. You're going to get caught. For sure. You're busted.
I know a lawyer.
Baby.
Why do you think I'm at this job? It's not just to steal all your weed. Yeah, I need some lawyers.
You're going to jail,
I'm going
girl,
to jail, yeah.
For transporting state lines, all kinds of shit.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
And you're right. That's, you know what's funny is that a lot of people do that, man. I've heard a lot of stories about it. I actually grew up with a lot of people that were like, yeah, bro, I smoked weed all the way there. And I'm like, bro, you're stupid. He's like, no, I didn't get caught. It's like, and I drove the money back and I had all the money and I smoked too. And I'm like, damn.
Dude, I got rid of 2 ex-husbands driving them across state lines, dead body in the back of the car. It's easy, you know?
Yeah, well, shit. I mean, and smoking a joint.
Right?
She's smoking the whole way, you know?
But wait a minute. Like, we're leaving out something really important here, too. Like, when you go to all these events, and I'm talking about cannabis events, you leave with, like, a huge bag full of weed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, would that put me behind bars if I got pulled over by a cop?
If you cross state lines, yes.
What? I'm just trying to go to a party and shit.
No, if you came right, yeah.
You sound like all the people in all the drug rehab classes I had to go to, but, like, they just said don't smoke weed. I just ate brownies. They're like, oh, my God, it still counts.
Yeah. You're
I'm trying to do shit, man. And you see some of this stuff that's left me like a year. Don't try to be taking that from me.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, if you're coming from Vegas, and a lot of people don't get this twisted, you know, because Vegas or Arizona is real close to us from California. So a lot of people do go to these events in Vegas, and they come, you know, trickling back through. The moment you cross that state line, you guys, you are breaking a federal crime. You are transporting cannabis, you know what I mean, through the state lines. And that's
scary.
No. Even if it's a small amount. Like, dude, if they chose to hit you, they could nail you. Now, are they going to hit you for an ounce, a pound of weed? Maybe, but probably not, depending on your history. But if you're doing like 50 or 100 pounds and you're crossing those state lines, and a lot of people aren't just educated, you know, their friends like, it'll be no problem. Let's just go. We're going to take, I got 150 pounds, dude. We're just going to drive it down the street, dude. It's like, it's a 4-hour drive. And you're like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? Well, now you just, you know, you jumped in the car and you're committing a felony, you know, and it has to be recognized, and some people just miss it. And especially, you know, now that people are all trying to just dumbly get in the industry and be like, yeah, I'm in the game. Because I when I was involved in you know, cannabis industry, as far as touching the plant, I knew exactly what I was doing. I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to break the law right now. You know what I mean? And I'd jump in the car and do whatever I had to do. But I wouldn't transport weed if I were a smuggler. Right, I wouldn't drive it there. I mean, have I been in a car and drove cannabis?
So you're all plain then. So you're plain all the way.
Hey, absolutely. I've been in a car.
See, I didn't know plain was an option, actually. Hold on. How high up am I dating? Was plain an option? I thought I had to drive it myself.
I've been in a car and I've crossed state lines, you know what I mean, with cannabis in my possession, you know. But I knew what I was doing. And I've stopped in many states with it in my possession, you know. But again, on a bigger scale, though, let's talk about on a real scale. How are you going to get 100 pounds out there? You know, are you going to drive it out there? I would never drive it. A lot of people send in the mail. You know, that's probably the number one source for everything cannabis coming through the mail. You know what I mean?
Who it's even like, uses boom, the mail anymore but us?
Next to Cannabis Talk 101, right? But if you were going to send it in the mail, creating records, you know, and sending it in record players, that sounds awesome. That sounds like a cool little way that somebody or someone would do. What about you, Janae? You know, if you're going to send 100 pounds to Kentucky, how are you going to get there? Are you going to drive it? Are you going to fly it? And if you are going to fly it, let's talk about how you're going to package that bad boy up and how it's going to really make it. You're just going to throw it in a box and go? I mean, some people do. I know a lot of people that just throw some weed in a box and they just send it. And if it hits, it hits. And a lot of times it hits.
Do you want to cheat, Janae? Because I just came up with a really good answer, and you can steal it if you want to take it. You want to phone a friend? Helicopter or a crate. Then if the feds come, you can just drop it anywhere and go back and get it.
Hey, hello.
Well, yeah, it's true. I like that one. You should sideswipe me, because I was thinking too, like, if you really gotta, it's all about in the mind, right? We're playing with people's minds when we're crossing the border with something. So I would honestly be, I hate to say this, but if I really wanted to get away with it, some kind of organization that was like a donation or whatever, and we're given to, like, you know, we'd have all food in the back. So it'd be like we're giving out to, like, the homeless people and stuff. So we're, like, doing, like, some kind of good. So when they pulled us over, they doing something to us would be doing something bad.
Wait, so how about we create a traveling circus that transports weed across the country and donates money at every stop?
Well, we already have the circus.
The traveling circus is already in full effect. You know what I'm saying?
That would be the mind way. That would be, like, you have to get, you know, but I wouldn't be doing. Thank God I don't do that stuff. You know.
No, well, she's over here.
I'm already planning how to create a traveling circus. Actually,
she's trying to protect herself. Like, and police officers, if you're watching me, I'm not really involved anymore.
I'm over here planning, making phone calls. All right, I need 4 elephants, about 500 pounds of weed, some tigers. Let's go to Vegas. We're gonna make this happen. Who do we know?
We gotta get all this food to the homeless people. They don't realize that it's all like marijuana edibles. You know what I mean?
So here's one to think about, right? So you're gonna transport you know, 100 pounds. So first of all, you're going to Ziploc bag them, or you're going to put them in a bag that would suck out all the air, right?
Suck out all the air.
Yeah, what is that? Which one is that? What is
like
that
like those
called?
Old bed air. Things, those old bed in a bag. Yeah, like the things you put for sweaters.
Vacuum.
Vacuum what?
A vacuum seal.
There it is. Ooh. Bing, ding, 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 ding. So you're going to get a vacuum sealer, right? That vacuum sealer, right, you have to put 1 pound or half a pound, however you want to build it
out. My mouth on the other end.
You know what I'm saying? A 3 pound bags, however you want to build this vacuum seal, right? You're going to do what you can. You fill it up, and then you would vacuum seal it down nice and tight. Now, my personal, you know, suggestion would be is that you clean that bag, you know, afterwards.
Oh, definitely.
You take that sealed bag, you clean it, you wash it, you make it your little baby, and then you take it to another location where you have another vacuum seal, and then you vacuum seal it that's not contaminated with where the flower was at the first one. So they're two separate ones. One's it's for the raw and one's for the not raw, right? So you don't get the smell back on it. And then you re-vacuum it again.
I would have now, failed already. Damn.
Now, once you've re-vacuum sealed it twice, right, and you've got it nice and tight and you got your package together, I would go to Walmart and I would buy like a lunch pail, right? And that lunch pail, right?
I just love the idea of you just walking around with a little lunch pail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a nice size one. Like, the, you know what I mean?
Who would be on the lunch pail?
Fat boy style one, though. You know what I mean?
Like a construction worker lunch pail.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
a little more commercial. Like a little cute lunchbox in kindergarten.
A good commercial one. That's not too wackety. Doesn't have all the
wackety.
Fun. And then what you do is you line them up inside of that bad boy, right? And then I would send it from a business, right, to another business.
Ah, smart.
Right? Now that right there is a very intelligent way to start, you know, smuggling if you're out there. And I'm not.
So you
again,
know.
And
call
this
me.
Is and this is no, but this is not. This is not by any
Please
means
don't do
legal
this.
Advice. In
yeah,
fact, this is completely illegal.
The lawyers are off.
But today we are talking about how would you smuggle? That is the actual day. How would you smuggle cannabis from state to state, man? And so listen, you know, I really want to take a chance to say this, is that make sure you check out G4 Live. It is going to be at the Bud Tenders Award in Las Vegas.
I am more excited for this trade show than any other trade show.
And it's legit. In my month. It's
Fire.
In my month. I'm just saying, V for vagina. I mean,
oh,
for
yeah.
virgin. I mean, for what?
Yes, and I do know that it is September 29th through October 2nd at the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, Nevada. Make sure you get your tickets. If you're a vendor, make sure you get your booth, guys. It's very important. Member Cali FX, feel the effects as always.
Feel the effects, baby.
Feel it.
Always in the building.
Feel it.
And then, listen, Budman Stew, man, we love what you're doing in the industry. You guys know who Budman Stew is?
It ain't real, bro.
It ain't real, bro.
Pants rocking it. I got an earrings and
real,
necklace
bro.
I rock.
Dude, he's got these amazing necklaces. They're just nugs. And these things are fire.
Speaking of smuggling on the airport.
I'll tell you this, too. They smell. He's putting, like, terps in them now.
Oh, two terpenes. Yeah, they can make them. Mine smells like Blue Dream.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Those terpenes from Terpenes Warehouse is where they get them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For all your terpene needs, guys. And it's always Skinny Weed.
Ooh, got the munchies.
Got the munchies? No, I don't, because I take Skinny Weed.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after the break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live with Blue, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers of the Law, and Joe Grande. And today we have the ladies of Cannabis Talk 101, Christine and Janae.
What?
What's going down, girls?
We are here in...
Joe just texted me, and no, I'm not reading that on air.
Do it. Do the whole thing. That's probably the best thing ever. I'm telling you, we should get some really good content out of that. Probably go viral, to be honest with you.
I think so.
Joe and I's chats would probably get us both murdered.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, I'm learning a lot today. You know what I mean? Like, in another life, if I had to, like, smuggle weed...
Yeah,
like, no, I'm taking
saying.
Notes. Like, that's the worst part. They're like, why haven't we seen Christine for like 3 weeks? Listen, I'm going to send you pictures on a yacht.
You're not even done. Like, I feel like you even went further than that. Like, you got fingerprints and stuff. Like, I really get into it. Like, I'd be wearing gloves and, like...
Oh, I don't have fingerprints anymore, and I changed my blood type.
You should have gloves on. So going back to that whole story, right, you should have gloves on, you know, and if you've been following us from the show, just to recap, we're talking about how to smuggle cannabis, you know, and how have you... And, you know, if you're at home and you want to tell us a cool story at your own risk, it's 1-800-420-1980. Go ahead and give us a call, guys, because we want to hear your, you know, and it doesn't have to be something you've done. Maybe something a friend of you heard about, you know, smuggling.
Allegedly.
Christine would really like to hear all the ways you're not getting caught, and she will not be taking notes, wink, wink.
Yeah, and I think it's important, though, is to hear what people failed at and what they haven't failed at, what they were successful at. And the reasoning behind putting it inside the lunch pail, guys, is because the lunch pail has hard sides to it. And a lot of times what happens is a lot of the people at the Postal Service are stealing cannabis, too. So what they do is they poke something into the box, and then they pull it out and smell it. And the reason they do that is so that they can find out if there's cannabis in there. They don't care if they're ruining Mama Kebab's, you know, meat or whatever that they put in there, because they feel the weight. They look at it. They're like, yeah, this looks like it would, you know what I mean, be a hot box. And so they poke it, they pull it out, they smell it, they find out whether or not it is got the flower scent. And then when it does, poof, it's gone. They'll just take it, they'll just throw it to the side, and they'll put it, you know, put it away.
Christmas came early.
Yeah, and so the reason you put that in, it also helps a layer of smell. and support for the box, so it doesn't, the box doesn't break open, you know, the box and everything else. So that's just one way. And then always put your bubble, you know, your, not your bubble, but what are those little things that fill the white little foam, you know what I'm talking about? The popcorn.
The popcorn.
Popcorn foam or something.
Oh,
popcorn,
yeah, that foam, stuff, yeah, that you never can get that's out of your house foam once,
yeah,
you open
just
something.
Foam popcorn.
Peanuts. The peanuts. So you put peanuts in there. You know what I mean? We'd miss you, peanut. you know, you put those peanuts in there, and that those peanuts add that little bit of extra.
Like it's real. Could be real. This isn't weed. This is, we're really shipping this.
All right. So now if you had to smuggle it across water, right, what would you do?
I'd use a 105-foot catamaran.
Yeah, that's what, okay. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it.
How, with a submarine.
How do you do it? What do you do?
Well, yeah. So if there's a 105-foot catamaran with a submarine, I mean, I figure like we would probably make that happen.
So what's
so you leave the port of Florida.
Right, and then,
wait, ow, hold on, my shock collar's going off. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, so leave the Florida. Can you even talk to port of Florida? Hit BVI, drop it off. Little boats can come up, disperse it. Have a nice little party.
Right, and just let everybody hit it and go.
Right, yeah, everyone just show up, have a nice little party, take your bags, go, disperse, pick up the cash,
yeah,
spend it.
Have you seen something like that?
No, never. I definitely don't have it written next week, too, if you want to jump on.
Yeah, well, we'll be there.
I can use your expertise.
All right, what about you, young lady? If you had to hit the water and make your move, what's your play?
Well, definitely would want a boat, and I want it to go super fast. And you know what? I like class and speed, so probably want like a rocket on the water, you know?
Just a nice
got a little nitrous can in it, too, because I've always wanted to do that on the water. So
you know,
yeah.
What they, do you know what they call those rockets on water?
No.
Come on. Who's got the name?
Torpedo?
No, not a torpedo.
No.
No.
What is it?
No.
I want to know.
They've got double motors on the back.
I want one of these. This will be my future. We're talking about it. We're manifesting right now.
No, those are submarines.
Yeah, right. What is this?
So here's your smuggling tip of the day. No, listen. If you have a super fast jet boat, okay, in the jet boat or in the ocean, they're catamarans, are the sailboats. So it's a slow boat.
Because isn't it like a pirate laws?
Yeah,
or
we
something?
Yeah, we want to get there fast
or something.
Well, yeah, you want to get there fast, and so they have what are they called, man? I can't remember the name offhand, but it'll come to me while we're talking right now. And these boats, they have double engines.
They're jet boats.
These are outboard. But they're monster boats. They're very fast. And once you get going, they go probably about 80 miles an hour on the water.
Wow.
Now,
that's some quick weed. But 45-minute delay for this.
But the trick behind this is being able to dip it, right, if you have to, right? And having it being able to either sink, right, so that you could GPS it and come back.
Oh,
now,
shit.
Now, this is a big deal, you know, because...
Oh, now everyone knows what happened to the submarine.
Well, you know, if you're going to dip it, right, so what you would end up doing is imagine all the seating in the boat had, you know, drop,
the cushion.
Everything you set under the boat, the bows of the boat and all that stuff, you could just pull and boop, it drops. Now, you can't do all that at the same time because what would happen is the boat would probably sink, so you have to hit sections, you know, bang, and then close that section, pump the water out, and then boom. So you'd have to actually be driving, and as you're driving, you're dropping boof, boof, which is why people would be on the chase at 80 miles an hour.
And the best part is the police have no idea when I'm on the water going, help, help, I don't know what happened, that all the weed sinking down to the bottom. I'm like, thank you.
I feel like
Thank you for this trip back home.
I feel like you could start a thing for who wants to smuggle. Call Blue.
Call Christine. I'll hook you up.
I got a guy.
That, no, we can get it done for
you. You know, we do know some guys, you know. But I think that, you know, it's that there's a lot. So I had a buddy of mine that just got out of jail. This is, you know, public information. And, you know, he's a dear friend of mine. We grew up together, you know. And he did about, I think, eight years in prison. You know, 6 to 8, I can't remember. Maybe.
Is that the one that I met here?
No, he was in L.A. He was at the, he was downtown L.A. with us, though. I think you might have been out there. I'm not sure. But ultimately, my buddy just got out of prison, and what the first charge that he did was, he was coming from Mexico, and he had, I think, 500 kilos of cannabis or something like that. You know, it's about just over 300 pounds or 200 pounds or something like that. 2,000 pounds.
And
so when he got across, he got it all the way here into Catalina. And then in Catalina, you know, in the middle of the night, they were cruising around in the harbor, and the harbor patrol, you know, rolled up. And those are the feds, you know. When you're on the water, you're dealing with feds. You're not dealing with, you know, anybody. You're dealing with feds. So, you know, they're sitting there, and they're dealing with them, and they're going, hey, you know, what do you guys think? Can we do this? Can we do that? And they're like, well, what do you – come on aboard. He's telling them, come aboard, you know. Because they're like – they're talking to him because he had all of his running lights off, and it was the middle of the night. It was like 5 in the morning. Oh. They're like, why are you out here fucking 6 in the morning? He's like, oh, the lights, you know, they died and shit like that. And then they pulled them, and they popped on. And he's like, bro, they're on. You know, he's like, well, they were off the whole time. They weren't working. I just pushed them in and pulled them back out. They just came on. I didn't realize it in my buddy's boat, whatever. And he goes, okay. He goes, well, why is your boat sitting so low? You know, the front of your boat is sitting so fucking low.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, I don't know. And he goes, well, it's fucking kid. He said, you have the keys to open up that thing right there, that little bow, that front area. And he says, yeah, fuck, I think I don't have the keys. It's locked. It's my buddy's place. And he goes, well, give it a kick and see if it opens up. So my buddy kicks it. Boom. He says, kick it again, dude. He's like, it's not my shit. I don't want to break it, you know. And
yeah. So
he kicks it again. And then he goes, you know, give it another kick. And he kicks it. And he's like, kick it, dude. Like, you're trying to fucking open it, bro. So I don't think you're, you know. So he gave it another kick. Bam. Doesn't open, you know. And he's like, all right, dude. He's like, so, you know, keep your lights on, bro. And, you know, do your thing. So he's like, all right, cool. So the guy's getting off. And then he, right when he jumps on his boat, turns around and goes, kick it one more time for me. Like you mean it. And he kicked it. And it fucking popped open. So it pops open, goes over there, looks in there, you know, 3,000 pounds of cannabis, something like that, 2,000-3,000, I can't remember offhand. So don't hold me to the story. It's in the papers. You'll see it. He's coming on the show, and you know, so they arrested him, you know, and he hit like I think a 2 or 3 year deal on that, and then later on, you know, he was working with somebody, and the person that he was working with was a cop. And so he was not marked, you know. He wasn't working with the cops. He was working with a cop that was illegal, and the cops and the feds came in and took down the cop, you know. And so, you know, it wasn't uncommon for cops to be involved in the 90s and, you know, early 2000s for them to be involved in cannabis.
Are they less involved now, do you think? Just curious.
I think they're a little smarter now. You know what I mean? They're certainly involved. I mean, we've got a lot of law enforcement guys, ex-law enforcement guys that are coming in like, hey, I want to get into the game. And, you know, I just retired, yada, yada. Two things either I come to mind. Either you're a cop and you're just telling me you're ex-cop, so that's your good cover. I like that one. It's a good one. Two is that they've already been somewhat involved, so they kind of feel like that it's their time to be involved in the industry as well. So they probably were on both sides of that fence, you know what I mean? Which most people are. I mean, like, if you think about it, like, you know, the guy that saves your life from alcohol poisoning, you know, he probably still drinks, you know what I mean? Like, you know, our doctors, you know, some of them do cocaine, you know what I mean? Some of them smoke weed, some of them drink, you know. The reality of life, I think, in a lot of ways is that we tend to hyper focus when it's somebody else, but when we're doing it, we try to pass it, you know. We try to act like it doesn't exist until you get to a point in your life where you have, you know, more of a past than you have of a future. And a lot of people will never understand that. You know, they won't understand that they have more of a past than they have a future. So they still take it on lightly, and they'll just poop out, you know, they're faster usually.
It was interesting. We're talking about drug use on plane. My friends dated a lot of pilots, and she swears that like 99% of them are all on coke. Like every flight, they're just on coke.
Sure.
Whether it's to stay awake or just for fun.
She's not, or like bless that, her soul, but I hope she's a liar.
Well, no. Right?
I'd like to give her a lie detector test.
I know every pilot's like, shut the fuck up, Christine.
No. Well, here's the thought is she probably does a lot of coke. So usually when people, you know what I'm saying? And so when people do coke like that, she's probably like, well, I do coke. So everybody's doing coke. I swear they were up with me the whole time, talking to me the whole time. Either they were doing it with her or not. But yes, absolutely, you have to imagine that the pilots and everybody that's involved, we're all accustomed to mistake. We're all accustomed to not treating it. I mean, look at it. We're human. We make mistakes. We're going to shit. We're going to fucking throw up. We're going to fall. We're going to, you know, do something that we shouldn't do.
So I'm sorry, but pilots, you're excluded from this because you have other lives at stake. So don't be slipping on the job doing any drugs on my flight.
But see,
bitch.
This is a valid point to why cannabis should be legal in every state. Because if a pilot can take cannabis in just, even if it's just that 3 hours, but if they could just have that dead sleep that like a cannabis tincture can provide, it's like they probably wouldn't have to do coke. So that's like one more reason to why cannabis should be legal.
I really would like all pilots to just not have to have an addiction of any kind and just be free and sober and fly in us in the skies, please.
She's never
going to
fly again.
Well, today on Cocaine Talk 101, you know what I'm saying? We got this amazing...
I did swing it in to take a cannabis tincture to sleep, though. I did do a little swoop at the end.
A cannabis tincture to go to sleep and a cocaine to get up. No, listen, I'll tell you, look, it real quick, I got a fun story, and it's a true one. You know, when this whole boom hit in California to Colorado... You know, Colorado's getting ready to go legal. All these big operators are trying to come in. And, you know, I was in the game and I ran across some people and they're like, hey, we're going to fly you to, you know, Colorado. We're going to, you know, have you scope out some properties and give us some ideas of what we can do. And so they flew me in there with my brother. We flew to a couple different locations and, you know, they bounced us around, paraded us around. But the ultimate, I think, decision was, is that when we got out to Colorado, we're like, one, we don't want to live here. But two, they were like, hey, let's fly to Aspen.
Out of curiosity, why didn't you want to live there?
You know, I'm from California, you know, and it's very hard to get away from Cali weather and Cali lifestyle. You know, I've been all over the world, fortunately. I've been, you know, to many, many states and countries. But everywhere that I've gone, I spend weeks, months, days at, I just feel like, damn, I could retire in one of these spots, but I don't ever plan on retiring. I feel like I'm just going to poop out one day. but you know.
So you're going to be like hitting on it, all the ladies at the grandparents. So when you'd be like 90, going up to like 101, what's up, ladies? Hitting on all the nurses. You're not going anywhere.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, it's like if you feel like you have a, you know, more of a future than a past or more of a past than a future, you know what I mean, in your life, you have to identify what that is. You know, for me, you know, I'm at that position where, you know, I still believe I have a future but there's that threshold. You know, I'm in my 40s, so at 50, you believe you're going to make it to 100 because at that point, you definitely have more past than you have future. And so, you know, people don't consciously look at themselves and consciously feel the energy that you're placing into the world, but, you know, you have to identify that and take, you know, either from the past or create a new future. And so while you're going through that process, you know, I think there's a lot of education, and I guaranteed. So back to my story, the pilot, we were in Colorado doing that deal, some of the most wealthy people ever. And I was with, I don't even want to say it, but we were with some major celebrities, like super major, like biggest you recognize.
Wait, and bigger than the two you're sitting next to?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah. You know what that is? That's a pin. Pop in your balloon.
You know what sarcasm is. We got to make fun of ourselves.
Anyways, we're getting there. They go, hey, let's go out and have some drinks. So we go out and have some drinks. Next thing you know, we're drinking all freaking night. And I'm like, dude, it's, you know, 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, all right, guys, you know what I mean? Let's call it a night. You know, we've got a private jet picking us up tomorrow to take us into Aspen. And so we get there, dude, and I wake up and I'm looking at the dude and I'm like, what's up? You know, boom, and this other dude pops out of nowhere. And then I'm like, where'd that other guy go? And fucking Jay. Oh, Jay, yeah, he went to his hotel room. I was like, cool, okay, cool. That guy was cool, you know? He's like, yeah, he's our fucking pilot. And I'm like, that dude partied like fucking, you know what I'm saying? That dude was going so
fucking
hard. You're
like, what? Where is he going tomorrow? What flight?
No, dude, I was like, he ain't our fucking pilot. What? You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, no, dude. I was like, well, he's only got 4 hours sleep in him. He's like, so do you. And I'm like, yeah, dude, but I'm not flying this fucking plane, you know? And you know, he did show up with a co-pilot dude that was with him, which was very nice to see. But he
got 4.5 hours of sleep.
But that motherfucking kid was a youngster, dude. I was like, this kid's some young, and he definitely wasn't the head captain. And we were on a private little plane, dude. And I was like, man, this is a little bit sketch. You know, we've got two pilots here, you know what I mean? And one of them definitely is still drunk. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like a 50-50 chance we all gonna die.
And I don't know if you guys have ever landed this, and this is where I about shit myself, dude. True story, you guys. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm laughing because he's really there, you know, and I'm loading my shit onto this plane, and I'm like, hey, bro, I don't know, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I'm nervous. He say, have you ever seen how to get into Aspen? I'm like, nah, man. He's like, I did it last night for the first time on a simulator. And I said, last night we were drinking, bro, all night. You know what I'm saying? He was like, nah, but when I went back, I got on the simulator and I did the simulated flight through it because they require you do it 3 times before you actually do the flight.
He's drunk and he's like, hey, I'm still drunk. I'll remember.
And I'm like, the simulator, bro. He's like, yeah, it's the hardest airport in the world to land in. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, you go up. He said, you go up straight up, and it's like almost like you're on your back. And then immediately you have to go straight back down, and you're like 20 feet away from the fucking, the trees all the way up and all the way down. And I'm going, dude, and you drank with us last night till 4:30, 3:30 in the morning, and you talked about you went home for another hour. So you've only had 4 hours, 3 hours sleep, 2 hours sleep, you know what I mean? And he looked bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but he had this other guy. Don't worry, this little kid, this guy's never flown it either, but we're going to nail it for you guys. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I am literally in this plane. And believe me, when we're going up into Aspen on this private plane, and it's fucking La Bamba, dude. There's 6 of us, bro. We're right there on the plane. Ricky, Richie! Fucking, we thought we were gonna die for sure. We're going up, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you could look out the window, and it feels like your ass is touching the trees. You're like, oh, what? Dude, we're in a plane right now. Aspen, flying to Aspen is not a game. And then all of a sudden, it comes back down. And then when you come in, you're coming in so hot. Coming in hot, 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 hot. Hits the ground, it slows down, dude. And we made it, but man, I'll tell you what, dude. Aspen is a scary place to fly into if you've never done it. And it's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this: if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.